Now, do you ever eat at your desk at work? Because also in the news this week is the question of how safe computer keyboards are and whether they may or may not be loitering, have lots of bacteria loitering on them. Well, the fact is that in the health service, we're using more and more computers all the time, and doctors often have to use them between seeing different patients. And the prospects of them actually washing the keyboards off properly, well, that's open to doubt. And that could actually be due to change now, because Dr. Peter Wilson, he's from University College London Hospital, has taken steps to try and make computers in his hospital a lot safer. Peter, hello. Thank you for joining us.
Hello. Hi.
So why are computer keyboards a threat in hospital? What's the evidence that they are?
Well, we've known for a while that all sorts of bugs can grow from computer keyboards. And we did a study, and others have done studies, where we find up to 25% of them have superbugs like MRSA. Now, they've got there because a nurse will do observations on the patient and then go and put the observations into the computer. She won't wash her hands between touching the computer and touching the patient. A doctor will then come along, touch the keyboard, not necessarily touching the patient, so he won't think wash his hands either. And then he'll go on to the next keyboard. So any bugs that have been brought from patient to keyboard will then go to next keyboard and then to next patient. And in fact, we could see when we did our study that certain strains of MRSA were, in effect, going around the ward.
And what proportion of the keyboards were infected with bugs?
Well, up to 25% have MRSA, but it's not just that. There's three or four other superbugs which small numbers of these organisms sit on the keyboards. The problem is nobody ever cleans the keyboard, or if they do, it's very rare.
And what proportion of keyboards do actually get cleaned?
Well, when we audited it, we found only 6% of them got cleaned, and these were ones that already had plastic covers on them to try and make it easier to clean. If you just have an ordinary keyboard, as you'll know yourself, it's very difficult to clean between the keys and get all the debris out from between. So it's a real problem.
So what have you done to overcome the problem?
Well, we knew we were going to have electronic patient records, so it was supposed to be a paperless hospital, and we were moving into a new hospital in 2005 in the Euston Road. So what we did was we had a look at what was on the market, and there were a few washable keyboards around, but they required you to wash them under a tap and blow them with a hairdryer. But nobody was going to do that. So we then went to four companies, gave them a very detailed specification of what we wanted, and an American one came back with one that was pretty close. And what it is really, that the keyboard is completely flat. It's absolutely flat. There's an optical illusion printed on it, which makes it look as if it's got ordinary keys. And the reason it's flat is that you can take an alcohol wipe or a detergent wipe, just go across it once in literally about 4 seconds, and completely clean it and sterilize it. In addition to that, what we'd put in was an alarm, so that if you haven't cleaned it for 12 hours, it starts flashing irritatingly at you. And you can only turn the flashing light off if you take an alcohol wipe and go across the whole surface.
But in some places where computers are getting very heavy use, then 12 hours might still be too infrequent, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes. And you can reduce the interval to 3 hours. We have it set at 3 hours in our intensive care unit. If you do that, you reduce the bug counts on the surface of these keyboards by 70% compared to ordinary keyboards.
And extrapolating that, what sort of impact do you see this having in terms of hospital-acquired infections?
Well, of course, that's very difficult to say. We know that most hospital-acquired infections are spread on people's hands, and we know that a lot of it is direct from patient to patient. But probably around about a third is from patient to somewhere in the local environment, then picked up by somebody else back to a patient. So it might have an effect on about a third of the transmission of hospital infection. Very difficult to prove, though, but as you just make an investment in these keyboards and they last for 4 years, it would only have to have a 4 or 5% effect on the overall level of infection to pay for itself.
Peter, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's Peter Wilson from University College London Hospital explaining how his easy-to-use keyboards can reduce hospital-acquired infections. And they've actually just ordered, the NHS that is, 7,000 of them, and I've used one, and they're not too bad to type on either.
Stripping down science.
OK, let's do it.
The Naked Scientists.